Sussex County recently set out to change the electronic route. 911 emergency calls were taken in effort to, well, a few reasons, streamline response times, as well as reduce the cost while maintaining the effectiveness of the system overall. My first guest this week joins us to review what the final steps of that conversion contained, if any challenges came up, and what the benefits of this new system will be for all points concerned. Here with the details is Sussex County Sheriff Mike Strati. Good morning, Sheriff.
Good morning, Chris, and I want to thank your listeners for taking time out of their busy schedule to listen to us this morning.
And to learn more about the Sheriff's Department for Sussex County at sussexcountysheriff.com. And what was the catalyst for this changeover to have the emergency calls for 10 of the municipalities routed to the Sheriff's communication system?
Well, I'm a big proponent of shared services, and the reason being is because ultimately it's going to save taxpayer dollars if it's done right. And you know, we currently have 6 dispatch centers spread throughout Sussex County, and we have our own sheriff's dispatch. And several of the municipalities that do not have police departments, for example, out of the 24 municipalities in Sussex County, 13 are covered by the state police and 11 are covered by municipal police departments. Now, those municipal police departments, a majority of them have their own dispatch center. Unfortunately, in the state police areas, they would have to basically shop around for dispatch services from the 6 available dispatch centers in the county and have to pay, you know, a fee to them. And what I said was, listen, we already have dispatchers working at the sheriff's office 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Maybe we can provide that service for them at a much cheaper cost.
And the 10 municipalities, by the way, are Montague, Sandiston, Lafayette, Frankfort, Branchville, Hampton, Freedon, Stillwater, Greene, and Walpack. Now, having worked in an industry where electronics is a way of life, when you want to do anything to alter, to change, to add, or to consolidate, the working philosophy is it's all theory until you put the plug into the socket, and that's something you guys found out.
Yeah, we knew that this is a new dispatch center, new equipment, multiple jurisdictions. The chances of just flipping the switch and everything working, like just like anybody who buys a business the first day, you're going to run into some quirks. And with us, all of our equipment worked at the dispatch center. It was an issue with the 2 carriers. That would be CenturyLink and Verizon, and they had to tweak a few things. So it was a little bit of a some issues on their end, which they were able to straighten out. And, the center opened on Tuesday.
And it seems like both Verizon and CenturyLink appreciated the position they were in and the need for an expedited fix to what they found to not be right. So, you know, give points to them for that, because normally the stereotype is when dealing with the phone company, tomorrow is another day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Chris. And then, we were sent supposed to open on Thursday of last week, and obviously we had a glitch. And on Friday we had a conference call, and we said we have to get this fixed. And so it was a true team effort over the weekend, and by Saturday night, early Sunday morning, we had everything in place and fixed, and they isolated the problem. And Monday we did testing. Tuesday morning we did testing. Tuesday afternoon we opened. So it worked well. It's definitely a team effort.
Talking with Sheriff Mike Strott about the conversion and the strengthening of the Sussex County 911 emergency call system, sussexcountysheriff.com, the web you're listening to, Issues and Ideas. At any point in that transition and the switchover delay time, was there any risk, and what precautions did you guys take to make sure that no 911 calls got lost in some electronic black hole or something?
Well, we were originally supposed to open on January 1st, so all the municipalities still have services through the end of the year with the dispatch centers that they were currently using. So there was it wasn't like we were coming in on December 11th and saying, hey, you're going to get cut from your existing carrier or your existing dispatch center. That wasn't going to happen. I mean, we knew we had till the first of the year, and what I stressed was if it took up till the first of the year, as long as the system was working. Unfortunately for us, it took a few days to get it going, but now it's running fine. At no point in time was anybody going to ever lose any kind of night. If you called 911, your dispatch center was going to answer. There was no risk to anybody out there.
Is there any question, are there still things to be determined as far as cell service for 911 calls? Is because anyone who's used a cell phone in various parts of the county knows that a clear signal is not always a consistent. There's always some weak points. And was that a concern in the redesign, the transfer and consolidation that's been taking place?
Yes. I mean, we had engineers. We have repeaters out all over the county. Look, I'm not going to say it's perfect, but we put the time and effort in and hired the appropriate personnel to make sure that when these calls come in, we hear them clearly and we receive them.
You mentioned how the Sheriff's Department, as well as now the soon-to-be outgoing call centers throughout the county, have 911 operators. Is that a position where there is not a need for any people power, or is that a position where you're always looking for qualified and interested individuals to become a part of the 911 emergency system?
I mean, we like I said, we have a existing staff here at the Sheriff's Office of Dispatchers. They've been through all the training. We've hired a couple of additional dispatchers from other public service communication centers. We brought some people on. We have a cadre of part-time individuals. Obviously you don't like to see any turnover, and we have some real good steady dispatchers that have been here for many years, and they do a great job, terrific job.
If I understand right, too, most of the equipment for this new center came at no cost to the county. It was all through grants.
Yes, the electronics, we received a grant for the for the radio equipment itself. The big challenge was we had to build a center in order to use those technology grants, to use that money. We had to build a center, the federal government mandates, had to withstand a certain earthquake, believe it or not. So we had to put some money into the building, obviously, to use that technology money, that grant money. But, yes, that paid for all the radios. And you know what? This is just a win-win situation for everybody. The grant was available. We took advantage of it. And the municipalities that are contracted with us are going to see a huge, huge cost savings by working with us.
Once again, if you want to learn more about what we talked about here, as well as the various services that the Sheriff's Office makes available and oversees as far as our area of law enforcement is concerned, you can learn more about that at SussexCountySheriff.com. We've been joined this morning by the Sheriff of Sussex County, Mike Strada. Mike, thanks so much for all the ways that you always live up to the protect and serve idea that we all hope law enforcement will maintain at all points, and for the way that you always have an open line of information so that the public is always aware of everything that is going on through transparency and through your knowledge and experience. Thanks for doing that, for being here this morning.
Thank you, Chris. I appreciate it. I just wish you and your listeners a Merry Christmas and a safe and happy holidays.
And everyone to you. Thanks.